Hi, and welcome to the Crypto Vibes Podcast, your weekly recap of news and what's happened in the world of crypto and Web3. It's always a moving target, and this week is no exception. So for this week, we have some really interesting and fun news and some concerning news. Isn't it always concerning news anytime that there's legislation and those who don't truly understand its benefits get involved? All right, I digress. I'm your host, Neil Alonzo, and we have to jump into a few disclosures. This show is brought to you by Fort Brox, and we are not financial advisors, wealth managers, CPAs, lawyers, or brokers. The information that we're sharing on this particular podcast is to recap the news that we discovered throughout the week. We source everything in our show notes and on our website at cryptopodcast.xyz. Now, we hope you've had a good week because we are on week 13 of year 2022, episode 3. And to kick off this week is a big heist. Blockchain project Ronin hit by 615 million crypto heist. The cyber attack will ultimately rank as the largest or second largest theft of crypto on record, nose to nose with last summer's hack of Poly Network. Next up is Shiba Inu. And for those of you who have trouble saying that name as well, we have a link in our show notes of how you can pronounce it. But Shiba Inu Metaverse will feature more than 100,000 land plots. Developers have decided to use Ethereum's native cryptocurrency Ether as the land pricing token. And because we're ones who can never not say something, the Oscars happened. And this usually wouldn't be a Web3 crypto thing. And you know what? We're not going to dive into the controversy. And that's a British way of saying controversy, right? Is that footage has been shown so much, right? If an NFT was created out of that and a DAO was created for that NFT, so that people could purchase it and then benefit on those licensing rights? I mean, come on. And Crypto.com sponsored the red carpet at the Oscars. Stuff's happening. It's coming. And in regulation news, Senators Warren and Loomis, divided on digital asset value, agree on regulation. Both senators agree crypto regulation is needed, but they differ on how it should be executed. Warren said buying Bitcoin is like buying air, quote unquote, during an interview. Well, I mean, we're not big fans of those who are not that knowledgeable as it relates to these assets. I feel like people have agendas. Everybody has an agenda to some extent. So read the article, make your own conclusions, do your own due diligence. Now for more watchdogs, the US SEC says crypto safekeeping arrangements should be treated as liability. That's the title on a Reuters article. Entities such as crypto exchanges and custodians should include clear disclosure over how many digital assets they hold and what is done with them. SEC Commissioner Hester Pierce said the staff bulletin is a quote-unquote scattershot and inefficient approach to crypto. So here's the thing. That type of legislation, it's going to create a nightmare for a lot of things. Please dive into this article because we know that the exchanges are going to be. In more investing news, traditional investing news, Goldman Sachs makes milestone crypto trade with Galaxy Digital. Galaxy Digital Holdings facilitated its first over-the-counter OTC crypto transaction with Goldman in the form of a Bitcoin non-deliverable option, NDO. Don't you love the acronyms? The firm announced this last Monday. The crypto company called it the first OTC crypto transaction by a major U.S. bank. Well, here's the thing. The banks want to make money. Traditional investment groups who, you know, really charged up that movie, The Big Short, and I'm a big fan of Adam McKay. I'm curious to see what they want to do centralized in a decentralized environment. It's going to be interesting. My overuse of the word interesting can be said again, because Ted Cruz's Senate bill on CBDCs, which is centralized bank digital currencies, replicates January House proposal. The senator's legislation calls to prohibit the Federal Reserve from issuing a government-backed currency to individuals. You know, decentralization, centralization. Do we really need CBDCs? Again, do your own due diligence. I'm of the belief we don't. Another acronym, BAYC, Bored Ape Yacht Club, says Discord briefly compromised, tells users to avoid Discord for minting ape NFTs. A ticket tool on Discord was briefly compromised and caught by the BAYC team in early Asian hours on Friday. It also affected other NFT projects. I mean, they're huge. There's a lot of moving pieces, especially as it relates to you know, the platforms we're using, such as Discord. Discord's being used in a way that's incredible. If you listen to the How I Built This about Discord, it's awesome. So we definitely will include that in the show notes as well, because knowing where it came from is also going to help inform how it adjusts to being at right now the leader in community management for crypto and Web3. OpenSea is closing in on support for Solana NFTs. The move could give Solana NFTs, still a sliver of the market compared to Ethereum's collectibles, a shot in the arm. This was reported by CoinDesk. Again, this will be in our show notes, but this is good to know. I mean, OpenSea's gonna be expanding their offering outside of just Ethereum. Another article that we stumbled across that's pretty cool: are cryptocurrencies suitable for pension plans? Well, we're a mining company. We think it makes sense, but there's opt-eds, and it's in our show notes. Take a look. The crypto head at Robinhood is set to depart. The tweet, and let's pull it up right now, reads from Christine Hall Brown: after 5 amazing years at Robinhood app, I'm moving on to start something new. I joined Robinhood when it was under 100 people, before we even offered a crypto product. Watching us grow through IPO and serving more than 22 million users has been the greatest professional experience of my life. Christine Hall Brown goes into a few more tweets within that same tweet as a thread, so check it out. It's interesting that the head of crypto is leaving. Curious to see where she lands on her feet. WisdomTree launches crypto ETPs for Solana, Cardano, and Polkadot in Europe. ETPs are exchange-traded products. State regulators crack down on Voyager's digital crypto interest offering. So, securities regulators in at least 7 U.S. states are scrutinizing Voyager Digital, the Canadian crypto investments firm, over its offering of interest-bearing crypto accounts. Director of the Alabama Securities Commission, Joseph Borg, told CoinDesk on Tuesday, the states New Jersey, Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas, Kentucky, Vermont, and Washington believe Voyager's digital quote-unquote earn program accounts may be unregistered securities, is what he said. They coordinated to file separate legal actions. Damn. Including at least one cease and desist against the publicly traded firm. Legislation in crypto, it's definitely the Wild West. A lot of things are happening. Next up, Visa launches NFT program as it considers the digital art a new form of e-commerce. Well, if Visa says so, it must be true. Why? Because they want their piece too. Didn't mean to rhyme. Something else that's pretty thought-evoking is Phoenix Suburb now takes Bitcoin for utility bills. Chandler, Arizona will take PayPal-held Bitcoin, Ether, and Litecoin for water payments. That's interesting. PayPal-held Bitcoin. Blockchain.com sees new valuation of $14 billion from undisclosed funding round led by Lightspeed Venture Partners. That's a lot of valuation money. Crypto popularity could pose stability risk, EU watchdog warns, as it ponders new powers. Fintech firms could face bank-style lending caps to stop crypto markets overheating, the European Systemic Risk Board said. Well, I wonder what they're going to say next. Octopharma launches pilot to get paid in Bitcoin for plasma donations. In collaboration with Swan Bitcoin and Spade Payment Solutions, Octopharma is testing a pilot of 32 locations that allows donors to be paid in Bitcoin. Man, think about that. If you were doing, let's say, blood donations and getting paid in Bitcoin, how many people would be lining up to drop blood as often as that they could? Because, I mean, you get paid in, let's say, $1, $20, however much, it's only going to be worth that much. And with inflation, it's not going to be worth much more. But if you got paid in Bitcoin, you could effectively donate for, I don't know, a few months, a few years. And if Bitcoin goes up enough, you just built yourself a nice little nest egg. Twitch co-founder Justin Kahn raises $35 million seed round for Fractal, a new marketplace for gaming NFTs from Paradigm and Multicoin Capital. India's crypto tax takes effect, with industry fearing it will stifle growth. India's controversial 30% tax on cryptocurrency profits have come into effect ahead of a planned additional 1% TDS tax in July. Some fear the new tax rules will add friction to industry participants and force crypto companies offshore. Yeah, the United States is already having a lot of business pushed offshore because of the way that they're treating it. So why wouldn't it happen in other countries? Crypto exchange Binance is picking a headquarters location very soon as it strives to fend off regulators. I mean, yeah, on a term sheet article that we read in newsletter term sheet for Fortune. It's a good read. We definitely suggest it. So now, in some other opinion pieces, Metaverse may be worth $13 trillion, Citi says. What's behind the bullish take on Web3? That's the headline. So what it's saying is, in the article, this is cited from it, Citi is the latest Wall Street player to issue a bullish forecast for Web3 and the Metaverse, which describes a future vision for the internet built around decentralized technologies and virtual worlds. The Metaverse economy could be an $8 trillion to $13 trillion total addressable market by 2030, Citi said in a research report published this last Thursday. Don't you like that range, 8 to 13 trillion? That's a $5 trillion difference. It sounds like Nielsen ratings almost, in the sense of, you know, accuracy. Anarcher plans to move part of its operations into a DAO over time, decentralized autonomous organization. The article reports Web3 infrastructure provider Anarcher is disrupting itself. What the team describes as a, quote, shift from platform to protocol is aimed at placing community-run nodes at the center of its strategy. And to round out this week's news, Washington State signs bill to study blockchain technology. So on this last Wednesday, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, sorry if I said your name wrong, signed a bill declaring that the Pacific Northwestern state will study the benefits of blockchain technology in key industries. In particular, the Senate Bill 5544 we'll see multiple stakeholders across the blockchain industry examining use cases across the banking and finance sectors. Other areas of interest include real estate, healthcare, higher education, computing, and governmental record keeping. Or what we like to think about these studies is that they're awesome. Love that people are putting resources to it. But chances are creative people are already working in those sectors. Really kind of, you know, it's almost a combination of educational infrastructure and street learning. There's people who are going to be building in these very sectors that they're studying. So by the time they release this study, there already is going to be something built. So it will be interesting to see the case study of stuff that failed and succeeded versus the, you know, collegiate study. I don't know. And that pretty much sums up this week. I mean, there's always more news than what we're covering. We're just trying to provide a synopsis of most of the information that we think that you would find useful and valuable this week. If we miss anything, we do apologize again. Please leave us a message or DM us. But each Friday almost seems as if the crypto universe wants to be kind of like a Scope Creek client. If you were an agency, they always call you on Friday to make it feel more productive. And then they hit you with all these things that they need either last minute or they want to start first of the week. It's just funny that way. Again, if you find value in what we're doing, please share. We would appreciate it. And check out cryptopodcast.xyz for all the show notes and all the information regarding each episode. We also have our Fort Brock's Crypto Podcast, where we interview people into crypto and the tech behind it. I am your host, Neil Alonzo. This podcast is brought to you by Fort Brock's, a crypto mining company. And we want to give a big thank you to the team at Good Soup Music, providing our original music. We like to think that it's a good bop. We hope you have a good rest of your week, weekend, and that your crypto portfolio keeps going up.